time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Just Dom Nicastro, what's going on, everybody? Weekly show here on MSONewsSports.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to get right to it. We have a special guest, as we always do, Jamie Hayden, Central Catholic girls soccer coach, another stellar season, three-time now in a row. Merrimack Valley soccer champs. What a season they had for, well, they're having. At this point, at the time of the recording, they had one more to go at Weymouth, finish up strong with a non-leaguer to get ready for the Division I tournament. They were the number 9 seed at the time of their last game, and they were 14-1-2 going in. And that one loss was to top-ranked team Bishop Feehan, who has not lost in the season at the moment as they finish up the regular season and wait for postseason rankings to come out this weekend, I believe, maybe Saturday. So Jamie Hayden is up with us. And by the way, thanks to our sponsors to keep us going, Moynihan Lumber. We thank you. Let's go to a break and Jamie Hayden after the break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest today, Central Catholic girls soccer coach Jamie Hayden. What's going on, coach?
Not much. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely stellar regular season, and we're on to the tournament at this point. We're talking on Wednesday, October 29th. We do not know who the tournament opponent will be, but a 14-1-2 regular season and finished, well, at the moment, finished ninth in Division I. Pretty good feeling. Only one loss.
Only one loss, yeah, against a very tough, at this point, top three team. So. One more game to go tonight, a real big one, and it'll hopefully, if it's more successful, only move us up. So,
that's right. Soccer's still finishing up. I got confused because field hockey's done, but like soccer's still going this week.
Volleyball's, okay. Yep, we have Weymouth tonight. Yeah, Weymouth, so we have one more. People have to be done tomorrow. So, one more.
Got it. So Weymouth is 15th seed at the moment. Tell me about those other non-league opponents. Always crucial who you get on the schedule to, you know, get prepped for that big Division I tourney.
Yeah, so the Merrimack Valley is, each year has been a little bit different on how many non-leagues we need to have. And this year we needed 8, which you see that number and you're like, that's tough to get 8 non-leagues. But we knew coming back from a pretty successful season with such a core group of returners, we were like, we need to really push ourselves. Because with the power rankings, that's, you got to play the best, be the best. And that's how you got to get your own numbers up. So last spring and summer, I was emailing everybody I could that was in the top 20 last year, and got a lot of good ones. Started with Bishop Feehan, which was fantastic. And that's been our only loss. And the rest of them, Braintree was a tough tie, but then they've been really good. Yeah. Good non-league this year.
Yeah. That ended up, now looking at the records in Division One, that looks like ended up being a huge game, Bishop Feehan, because they haven't lost. So if you beat them, that would have been the opposite. You haven't lost, and you would have been the only team in Division One without a loss. But now it's Feehan. We'll see if things finish up, if they have a game left or two, who knows? But
yeah, I think they might. Yeah. But yeah, it's been interesting that we started off like that. But I think that was a great way to start for us, for the girls, because granted, it was a loss, but you know, now playing them and seeing how they've finished their season as well, like they're not afraid of anyone. Yeah. They would love to play them again. They'd love to play anybody that's up there. So that was, you know, a tough start, but I think a good start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many years now in the varsity post for you?
Five. My goodness. Five. Been in the program 14 years. I think this is fifth as head coach. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So you started COVID area as
the year after. Yes. Yeah. So 2020 was not 2021 was my first season. Yeah. So I started off as freshman coach. Then I was JV coach, then JV assistant with Grange. Yeah. And then 2021. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's 2021 was probably one of I get confused on how that one went. Was that like the
that one was
in tournament? Like, what was that one?
That one was okay. Honestly, I feel a little lucky because Grange had the really tough season. 2020 was like, we couldn't do anything. Like we were just, it was really awful. And then 2021, we were kind of back to normal. So
yeah,
we were okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so far in the, you know, first four, what was the longest postseason run?
Last year.
Yeah.
Was our farthest. Yeah. We've made it each time. I think first 3 years were, I'm trying to think, 2 years ago, I know we beat Shrewsbury first round, and then we made it to the following. And then last year was our farthest, I think 16. So.
Awesome.
Yeah. So this year we're trying to go all the way this year. So we'll see.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. I love the confidence. Why don't we talk about the captains first and work our way from there? Who do you got? Sure. And what do they bring?
Yeah. So senior captains, Alyssa Furtado. She's been in the, on the team all 4 years. She's fantastic. She actually this year, she's been starting since her freshman year, but we had her in the center mid, we had her in outside mid. And this year she's our starting center back. And she's just been fantastic. She didn't even, you know, blink when we asked her. She was like, yep, wherever the team needs me, I'm going there. And she's never really played that position for us. And then we slid her back there. And she is just, her speed, her, she's so comfortable. She doesn't just kick the ball, which is nothing you want from a center back. She's, her delivery, everything, she is a leader. I don't know. It's hard to even say because we're just so happy that we could have somebody move into such an important position and handle it with such like grace. Like she's like, yep, all good. I'm here. And she doesn't come off the field and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's good. Then who else? Says Alyssa, our other senior captain, Lucy Irwin. She's been a standout since her freshman year, sophomore year. She was player of the year for the MVC.
Wow.
She's just an incredible forward. She will do anything to get the ball in the back of the net. She is a true leader on the field. She's committed to Stonehill to play next year. And she's just, she's good stuff. We rely a lot on her. We get the ball to her feet and we just are hoping she scores goals. She's pretty much man-marked everybody every time we play. But it doesn't matter. She's an incredible forward.
Love it.
Yeah. Third captain, Addison Brosnahan. She's, in my opinion, kind of like our unsung hero. She's not getting all the press. Newspapers aren't calling about her. You know, she's getting a goal here and there, but she's our most consistent player on the field. She plays that defensive center mid for us, and she just leads with the ball at her feet. She's not doing anything fancy, but she's getting the ball where it needs to be every time. She wins the ball in the air. She's super consistent. She's super strong, and she's just an awesome, I think, underrated player.
Yeah, nice.
She's awesome. And then our fourth captain, Sarah Tressler, she came in as a freshman a couple years ago, and she's been a standout. Probably one of the most hardworking, competitive players I've ever coached, ever. She's absolutely fantastic. It doesn't matter if we're practicing, playing Bishop Feehan, or playing a team that maybe isn't as competitive. She's going 150% the whole time. And that translates into our practices, and the girls really look up to her and kind of rely on her to bring that energy, and they just feed off of it. And that makes them want to be better players, better leaders, better human beings. And so she's a real, we're very lucky to have her.
Yeah. It seems like those four cover a lot of ground, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, they do. Yeah. Starting from the back all the way to the front. Yeah. So we're very lucky. It's a, you know, you never know, four, it's a big number for captains, and but two juniors, two seniors, but they've worked so well together, and they've been leading this team the whole way since August, and it's been great.
Yeah. Tell me about that coach captains dynamic. Is there a lot of moments where the coach, you know, will get together with the captains, like, guys, when no one's, people got to pick it up today. Like, can you talk to them for us? Like, or something like that. Does that happen a lot?
Sure. I mean, this year, I think a reason for our success is that they see that stuff without as a coaching staff, us going to them.
Oh, that's
they just
great.
Like, they recognize it, like whether it be halftime or practice, they're like, guys, this isn't, you know, our usual energy, or, you know, where we do better than this. And they, before I even need to come to them, I would say 90% of the time, they're the ones recognizing it and being like, coach, we're gonna, you know, say something. And I'm like, yeah, all you, that's why you guys are the captains. And they're a very good group in terms of keeping everybody together and recognizing those things on their own.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me about the dynamics of the Merrimack Valley, assuming you've locked up that crown already. Just the one non-leaguer left.
Yeah. So three-peat, that was nice for the girls, especially like the juniors and senior, you know, 3 years in a row, which is awesome for them in the Merrimack Valley. The Merrimack Valley, it's good. You know, those are the rival games. So, you know, we had a tough tie against Andover the other day. That was our other tie, but the Merrimack Valley teams get up for Central. They, you know, they want to beat us. And so every time we go into one, even though it's not a Bishop Feehan or a Newton North, it doesn't matter. The girls are like, we have to have the same mentality for every game this season. So, you know, we're happy to be done and close it up and take that title home, but, you know, we still had to show up and get the job done for all of them, which I'm proud of the girls. They did this year.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I'm sure you tell the girls, like, this is their game, their season, like right now. So they're going to come at us guns a-blazing here.
They always do. They always do. Yeah. So, but they're ready for it this year. Like I said, they weren't afraid of anyone. So, you know, it doesn't matter who it was. They wanted to show up and maintain our, you know, what we bring every game.
Yeah. It looks like Andover and North Andover, the only other ones also in Division One with you guys. And Andover's, that tie, the 30 seed at the moment. So that
was
pretty big for them.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But it was, you know, announcements.
You got beeps going on in school. That's cool.
Yeah. you know, they got that was a non-league game for us because we had to.
Are they calling Jamie Hayden to the office? Did you get?
I hope not. That would be not good. It's not a good Wednesday. But yeah, Andover gets up, and they have an incredible goalie. Their goalie definitely made some huge saves. And you know, granted, we outshot them by quite a bit to a little, but that's the game of soccer. We didn't put it in the back of the net, so we went home with a tie. But
nice.
We move on, and then we were like, listen, we can't let this bring us down. And then, you know, we show up at Shrewsbury, and we're like, you know. Putting that away. So they've been good at not letting it, you know, affect the way we move forward. So proud of them for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about a player or two that, you know, going into the season, you know, they were young, they were getting their first kind of real varsity experience or assistant, and they just surprised the heck out of you pleasantly, like, all right, that's a solid contributor right there.
Yeah. I can think of two easily. Abigail Bilodeau. She's from North Andover. She came in last year, a freshman, shy, timid, but, you know, great skill set, very fit. And so she came in and she would come off the bench for us last year, get some minutes. And going into the season, we were like, you know, we just need you to get you know, gain some confidence, get a little stronger. And I know from her directly and somebody else that she worked with on her own. And she came in this season and she is like a whole new player. She's starting for us. She in the center mid, she looks so comfortable. She's distributing the ball great. She's stronger in the air. She's scored a huge goal against Masco for us, the winning goal. And so she's just like completely gotten settled in, and I'm super proud of her, and she's doing an awesome job. And the amount of improvements she made from just one season and over the summer into the next has been incredible. So really, really happy about that. She's been a huge help. And then Ava Leonforte is another sophomore. Came in incredible skill set, so strong with the ball at her feet, very technical player. And when she came in as a freshman, we were like, yep. And she started for us last year in the center mid. And we're one of those players where, especially in the Merrimack Valley, we're like, we can put her anywhere. You know, she can handle the ball and do anything with it. This year, we're like, listen, you play outside back for your club. We're going to put you in there. Like another one, we slid into a new, brand new position for us and our team. And she's just like been unstoppable. She gets involved in the attack. She's gotten a goal from the outside back. She's gotten a few assists. And so she's, granted, she was a starter last year, but moving into the outside back, she's really come alive for us and been super helpful. So,
yeah. Love it. You got the young up and comers, the captains, and the captains are all seniors?
No, two seniors, Alyssa and Lucy Irwin, seniors, and then Addison Brosnahan and Sarah Tressler, only juniors.
Which is nice.
Yeah, which is great.
All right, one more to go, and that game is today at the time of this interview or tomorrow?
Today, 5:30 at Weymouth. Yeah, we got a ride.
All right. Yeah. South Shore, getting through Boston and going down and trying to finish strong. Central Catholic, trying to finish up at 15-1-2.
Hopefully moving in up in the rankings, getting a couple home games, which is a big advantage. But all we can do is, you know, show up today and do what we've been doing and end on that. The highest note we can. So we'll see. Yeah.
Jamie Hayden, best of luck in the upcoming game, especially the tournament. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you for coming to the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. We'll be in touch. Have a great day.
All right. Good luck. Talk soon.
Thank you. See ya.
Did you know that Anderson is the most trusted name in windows in the United States? See for yourself at Moynihan Lumber. You can take a look at a variety of Anderson windows on display at our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was Coach Hayden. Great stuff. Lots of great players on that team, great futures, great student athletes, and we're excited to see what Central can do. They have confidence that they can go all the way, and why not? It's kind of like a why not us team, you know? They got the muscle. 14-1-2 heading into their final, looking for a 15-1-2 mark going into that tournament. Obviously, it'll be tough. Division One, we all know how strong that is. So we'll see. Jamie Hayden, 50-year coach. Doing wonderful things over there at Central. So we're going to poke around some of the rankings in the Merrimack Valley because the field hockey brackets are up. The saw volleyball brackets are up at this point. Football has one more week to go, so we'll let that play out this weekend. But let's poke around field hockey, see where our Valley teams ended up. We got, for the number 8 seed, the top one is Andover, trying to get back to the final at 15-1-2. And the 8 seed and their first matchup is Chelmsford. So we got a Merrimack Valley showdown November 1st at on Saturday at 2 o'clock at Lovely Stadium in Andover. So Andover and Chelmsford are going at it on that day for a first round Valley game. A shame to lose a Valley team like that in the first round. But Chelmsford, 25th seed, 9-6-3. So they'll be going to Andover to try to pull off the upset. Another Valley team in this packed Division One of 33 teams, and the 32nd and 33rd teams are Central and Methuen. So let's see where Central Catholic field hockey is going for the first game to Methuen. So to Merrimack Valley. All right, well, they're hosting Methuen, trying to get that pairings down to 32. So that's the only preliminary game, is Methuen heading over to Central. And that was at the time of this recording. It will be done Wednesday, the 29th at 6 o'clock, and that's at Central. So 32 versus 33, you'll have one Valley team to enter as one of those 32 teams, whether it's Central or Methuen, we will know soon enough. And North Andover is also in the dance at 7-6-5 in the 21st seed. And they will be going to Fian for a tough matchup with the 12th seed on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. So there you have it for Valley teams in Division One soccer. I do not think that I missed anyone. That's good. We don't want to miss anyone. I've been known to miss a team or two here and there along the way in my life. Let's poke around to Division Three. I know we might have one or two there. Uxbridge is in there. They're 18-0-0 and amazing as usual. Watertown's in there. This is a really tough division three for field hockey. It's arguably, like I've been told, you can throw some of these top teams right into Division One. You wouldn't miss them. You wouldn't miss them. They wouldn't stand out. Just another great team. But as far as Merrimack Valley goes in Division Three, or Merrimack Valley in general, like a Greater Lowell or something, do not see any field hockey team. So it's heavy for Division One, and I'll take a peek at Division Four, see if we're not missing anybody in that tournament. So I do not see Valley teams in that one. So it's all Division One, all in, all chips are in for Division One field hockey. Let's go over to Division One for volleyball. Chelmsford, we like their chances. 20-0. What a season. Try to get their coach on the line soon enough, I'm sure. Andover at the number 4 seed. So you could see a Chelmsford Andover semifinal matchup. Andover at 16-4. A couple slots behind Andover Central at 17-3. So look at the Central girls volleyball, girls soccer, and field hockey will all be in the dance. That's pretty cool. And Methuen with a solid season at 13-7 registers in at 17 in the volleyball Division One landscape. Lowell's at 12-8 at 22. North Andover at 10-10. Wow. So, yeah, lots of Valley teams in there. Chelmsford, the number 1 seed, awaits Springfield and Malden winner. They'll be playing at Saturday at 5. Methuen and Newton South will be going at it on Thursday, 6:30 p.m. That is at Newton South. Andover has a hosting job to get done at against Boston Latin on Saturday at noon. Lowell will be heading to Westboro on Thursday for a 5 o'clock game. Central is hosting Concord Carlisle for a Saturday at 6 game. And Haverhill, I think I might have missed them. Haverhill is 23, and they are on the road to Needham at 4 o'clock. North Andover, time TBD, is on the road to Winchester, the 7 seed. And that wraps it up. Division Two for volleyball, Bill Ricker is your number 10 seed. Let's see if there's any other Valley teams in there that get the chance to play in the Division Two tournament. At the moment, it looks like Duxbury, is one of the top teams, number two seed, and they will not, no, they're not hosting any Valley teams. Billerica is hosting Dartmouth on Thursday night at 6. They have a 10 seed, and Dartmouth will be the 23 seed coming in. So I think we're all chips are in Division 2 on Billerica. Number three, check out some Valley teams in this one. Greater Lowell Tech and Shawsheen are your Division 3 participants. Shawsheen at 28, Greater Lowell Tech at 36. So Greater Lowell Tech will have a preliminary game, and that is against Fenwick on the road on Thursday night at 5. Shawsheen also has a preliminary game. They're hosting Taconic, the 37 seed, time TBD on that one. So let's just finally finish up by checking Division 4. For Greater Lawrence Tech is having a great season, 15-5, the sixth seed, and they get to host the 27th seed Northeast Metro Vocational School out of Wakefield coming in on Thursday at 5 o'clock. And I lied. Let's check Division 5 to finish off all the current tournament seedings that are set. I'm going to take a quick peek at 5. I'd be surprised if there's a Valley team in here, because it's a smaller division, but again, Greater Lowell, Greater Lawrence, you never know if they sneak in one of those schools, Shawsheen. But no, it looks like I think I covered everybody. Well, appreciate Coach Hayden, appreciate all the sponsors, and thank you for tuning into the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, a weekly show here on MSONewsSports.com. Thanks, Paul Kelly, who runs the show, Danny Martin, who does everything for us behind the scenes on production, sound, and quality. So thank you, everybody, and we will talk soon.